This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a magnificent Tuesday, and man, there are some big topics to tackle tonight. We are going to discuss gain of function research. Doesn't that sound wonky and nerdy? We'll talk about that a bit tonight. We're going to have an FBI discussion tonight. Young Americans are going red, but why? What does that mean? Mike Pence gets handed an award. Democrats have big trouble with the young communists in their ranks. Tom Tillis is a piece of trash and it's our fault. All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to go ahead and warn you right out of the gates that there's going to be kind of an ominous feel to the show, and I'm not really sure why. I'm in a great mood, but there are some things that jumped out at me that maybe didn't jump out at other people, but things I can't take my eyes off of. First, I want to begin here, and no one else began here, and I don't give a crap. This is where I'm beginning today. Because of the implications behind it, I believe what I'm about to talk about is the most important issue of the day by a mile. I mean, it's more important, as far as you and I go, it's more important than Iranian nukes. It's more important than the border. It's more important than probably anything. So let's dig in. The headline is this. It's from the New York Post. The FBI, and they put it in quotes, butchered the 2017 congressional baseball shooting probe, downplayed anti-GOP motives of gunmen, a blistering report concludes. Okay. All right. Tell you what. We'll come back to that. Let's talk for a moment. What if it's not butchering things? What if the federal government, specifically the law enforcement, the more military, the more armed departments of the federal government. What if armed departments inside the federal government are trying to murder Republicans, or at least want Republicans murdered? Now, that's quite a statement to put out there. It's quite a question. And so I get it if that maybe made you sit up in your chair or maybe even scream at the radio, who is this wingnut? But that's just, I don't know. Let's talk about it for a moment, shall we? Just a couple things we know for a fact. We'll get back to this part. Let's do with the more recent stuff. January 6th, for instance. January 6th, whatever you think about that day, there are things we now know. We know that the Federal Bureau of Investigation had undercover agents arriving by the busload, and they were there the morning of January 6th before anybody else. We also know the FBI, for the longest time, lied to Congress, stonewalled Congress, about how many agents were there. What were the agents doing there? Do you guys have any of that testimony? That would be an important thing to dig up right about now. We know that the FBI constantly sat in front of Congress and said, well, I'm sorry, I can't comment. As far as how many agents are there, that's ongoing. I don't know. Okay, well, that's interesting. You know what else would be interesting? Finding out the identity of the guy who set the pipe bombers down, who set the pipe bombs down. Remember the pipe bomb guy? The pipe bomb guy was setting explosives, allegedly, at the RNC, at the DNC. But he wasn't just doing this in rural Montana, where I used to go elk hunting. He didn't hop on a horse with no cell phone, no electronics, and go off the grid and ride up into the mountains and set a pipe bomb down. He did it in the most surveilled city in the world. Oh, you have it? Oh, here is Clay Higgins talking to Christopher Wray about the FBI and what they were doing at the Capitol.
In September, Stephen D'Artano, formerly in charge of the FBI's field office in Washington, D.C., testified to the House Judiciary Committee that he was aware the FBI informants would attend the Stop the Steal rally thrown on January 6th. You confirmed that the FBI had confidential human sources at the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th here in D.C., sir?
Congressman, as we've discussed before, I'm not going to get into where we have or have not used confidential human sources. But what
okay,
I can
we'll
tell
move
you,
on.
You asked for a definitive
We'll move
answer.
On. It's my time. You said no, you're not going to answer. That's cool. We're watching.
Mr. Chairman, may
your,
I answer the question?
Your moment will come. This is my time. Earlier this year, an FBI informant who is reported to have, quote, his quote, under oath, marched to the U.S. Capitol with fellow Proud Boys members on January 6th, close quote. He said he was communicating with his FBI handler while people were entering the U.S. Capitol. Can you confirm that the FBI had that sort of engagement with your own agents embedded within to the crowd on January 6th?
If you are asking whether the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources and or agents, the answer is emphatically
You're saying
not.
No?
No.
You're saying
not
no?
Not
okay.
violence orchestrated
Let's
by FBI
on.
Sources or agents.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll just set that one aside. Let's go to Michigan. We'll come back to January 6th. We'll keep coming back to these things because I think it's important in light of this news story coming out about the attempted assassination. I think it's important to really gather all the evidence. I don't want to be accused of just focusing on one thing. That was January 6th. We know there were informants. We know there were agents. We know the FBI won't discuss it. Okay. We know that January 6th was used to hunt down, arrest, hurt Republicans across the country. Okay. But in Michigan, it was actually more interesting. Because in Michigan, I remember, it was October right before the election. Right before the Joe Biden versus Donald Trump election. The one Trump will go on to lose. You do remember, right? And there's this thing in politics. You, of course, have heard of this thing before. It's called the October surprise. Ooh, what a word. Why do they call it that? Because when you have dirt or a damaging story you want dropped on the opposing candidate, you wait until October. Because October is right before the election. So when you drop that scandal that hurts the other candidate, you want to wait and do it in October so it'll be fresh in the minds of the voters when they go to the polls. An October surprise. You're well aware of what an October surprise is. Well, wow. Wouldn't you know it? Huh. What an October surprise we got. Right before that election, and maybe you remember, Democrats were running on that election. Joe Biden ran it. I could play you campaign speech after campaign speech from Joe Biden. The central theme of that election was Republicans are scary and dangerous, and they're white extremists. They are domestic terrorists, white extremists. Domestic terrorists, white extremists. Oh, you have that, Chris? Oh, yeah, maybe you remember some of this theme.
We have no need for armed militias roaming America's streets. And we should have no tolerance for extremist white supremacist group menacing our community.
Yeah, look, Chris, how many cuts of that do you have there, Chris? More than we can count. It was the central theme. And wow, I guess probably just a crazy coincidence that was the central theme of the Democrats' presidential election. And October, right before the election, we got a story that confirmed what they had been selling to the public. We got a story out of Michigan that said some dangerous, of course, white, evil whiteies, some dangerous white extremists were going to kidnap and assassinate Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. And that story, it was an FBI story, you see. It was an FBI investigation. And that FBI investigation, like a miracle, it's like Moses in the Red Sea parting. Just totally coincidentally, the FBI released that story and made those arrests right before the election of Joe Biden. Huh. That's funny, isn't it? Now, again, I don't want to just focus on two things. Look, I could make this whole thing about the pipe bomber and how they never found him on purpose. We'll set that aside. That was January 6th. We just did Michigan. There's more. Because we have to have the most important, uncomfortable conversation in the world right now. Now, I know you're ready for it because you've been taking your chalk, right? Every day? You've been staying with it, haven't you? I don't mean once a week you sit down and take your female vitality stack or male vitality stack. You take it every day, right? You know that you're not going to have to wait 90 days to know there's a difference inside of you. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you'll know. You'll feel it. By 2 months, you're going to feel like you have so much energy you just need to move. That's how good you will feel all the time. I feel that way all the time at the age of 43. And I have Chalk's natural herbal supplements to thank for it. The anti-communists at Chalk, they'll get you ready for everything, for anything that comes in life, for work, home, play, whatever, politics. Go get a subscription. Give it 4 weeks. Give it 8 weeks. You will feel so much better. You will take it the rest of your life. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Tuesday is not gone with the wind just yet. It's still here. What, Chris? And you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're having a different conversation. Our conversation right now is whether or not the federal government is trying to and possibly successfully assassinating Republicans in the United States of America. Yes, very light topic tonight. We're just doing walking down memory lane. We already walked through some of January 6th. We brought up the Michigan assassination kidnapping of Governor Whitmer. Allow me to just finish up on that. After the FBI announced on October, right before the election, what a miracle, right before the election, the FBI announced that they had arrested these dangerous MAGA extremists who were getting ready to assassinate Gretchen Whitmer. But, of course, after the election, the trial came out. And something very strange happened. Some of these guys were getting off scot-free. How could that be? After all, assassinating, killing anybody is a big deal, let alone a governor. How are these guys getting off scot-free? Well, they're getting off scot-free because it came out at the trial that the FBI planned, funded, and coordinated the entire thing. They gathered up a group of the dumbest people on the right you can possibly find. One of them was renting an apartment in the basement of a vacuum repair shop. I'm not even close to kidding. The FBI dug them up, coerced them into doing this, funded it, sold them the explosives they were going to use, and then busted them for possession of the explosives. The FBI made the entire thing up. Huh. Why would they do that? We're going to keep coming back to that question. We're not just going to keep mentioning the things the FBI's done. Why would they do something like that? Let's talk about the memo. Oh, I know the FBI said that it was never put into place. I know they said it was never put into place, that the memo meant nothing, that it was a one-off, that it was a, I get all that. But the field office in Virginia, courtesy of a whistleblower, and that's the only reason we know, the whistleblower produced a document, you see. In this document, it outlined the FBI's intention to infiltrate the Catholic Church. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the secret police agency, its 35,000 employees, they were going to go into the Catholic Church. They were going to find those dangerous right-wing extremists. They were going to find informants, and they were going to take it down the way they did any organized crime group. And of course, when this new horrific discovery was made, Christopher Wray did what he always did and kind of just denied the whole thing. I was mortified.
They were looking, the FBI in the Richmond field office was looking to put sources in churches, have informants in Catholic parishes. That's what they were looking to do. Someone needs to give them a lesson in the First Amendment. This memorandum that they put together that we now have, this memorandum talks about doing just that. And it was signed off on by two senior analysts and the chief division counsel there. How can a lawyer sign off on something like, and frankly, but for the whistleblower, I don't know that this wouldn't still be going on. And this thing was sent out to all the other field offices.
Christopher Wray challenged on it again, washed his hands, acted mortified. I'm outraged. It never got put into place. Now, we're painting a picture here. Just stay with me. We are painting a picture. Okay? All right. Let's talk about Mar-a-Lago. See, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, it can go about a variety of things, a variety of ways. It has that power. And obviously it shouldn't, but it has that power. If the FBI, if you are looked at favorably with the FBI, they can get you out of jail. They can cover for you. And they have several times. Remember Larry Nassar, that piece of trash doctor who was horribly abusing our gymnasts? Gymnast after gymnast after gymnast, all this testimony. You know the reason he was free to do that for so many years? He was free to do that because the FBI knew about it and covered it up. Huh. The FBI can get you out of jail. And if their hands are really tied and they've got to send you to jail, they've got to arrest you, they can do it as nicely as humanly possible if they want. Get a hold of your lawyer. Hey, why don't you enjoy the weekend? Come in on a Monday. Turn yourself in at 10. We'll try to process you, get you out. Oh, they can make it as easy as they want to make it. Or they can murder you like a dog. They've done it before. In Mar-a-Lago, the FBI, they decided they were going to wait till Donald Trump, the likely Republican nominee for president. He wasn't the nominee yet. They were going to make a statement, you see. And they knew it was going to be a statement. And so then Attorney General Merrick Garland personally approved of the raid heard around the world.
There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
That'll be fine. Now, the FBI sends 30 agents, TV cameras circling all around. They not only raid Mar-a-Lago, They raid his wife's underwear drawer, a personal violation that is eye-popping, to put it mildly. They raid his wife's underwear drawer, and then they put title cover sheets on the, quote, evidence they found in there and put that picture out publicly on the internet. They didn't keep it quiet. Publicly, they put it all out there. We're not done yet. We're going to continue walking through the evidence here, because maybe any one of these stories individually you could sure make a lot of excuses for, but when you start to take in everything they've done, it's time to ask a very hard question. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday, going over, well, something that I suspect about the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We've just been walking down memory lane on the heels of this new report put out by Congress about the 2017 congressional baseball shooting. Now, okay, just a couple more things before we get to the article itself. Let's talk about assassination attempt numero uno of Donald Trump. You know, the one where he got shot in the head. And I think if I have to be honest with you, that I think I don't fully appreciate how fortunate we are, blessed we are, to be where we are right now politically as a country,
and how close we came to not being here. You know about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. You already know how close it was, but when's the last time you really thought about Donald Trump turning his head at the exact right moment? Otherwise, he dies that day. We, you and I, it would be a memory that would last the rest of your life. You and I would have watched Donald Trump's brains get blown out of his head. That was a high-powered rifle. We would have watched his brains getting blown out on television. That memory would have lasted as long with you as the memory of 9/11, the JFK assassination. That day would have reverberated throughout American history. And it was supposed to happen, keep in mind. This wasn't just some crazed wingnut with a gun. He scouted. He reconned. He gained access to the event. He made the rooftop. He lined up his weapon. And he made the shot. Don't think that assassination missed. You may call it a failure, and I guess it was. He did not miss. He lined up that shot. He took the shot. He made the shot. Trump moved at the exact moment. He made that shot. And then the oddest thing happened in the wake of that. All the evidence seemed to be collected by the feds. Some of the evidence seemed to be destroyed by the feds almost immediately. Have you ever been around a crime scene before, walked by one, driven by one before? How long does the yellow tape that says crime scene, active crime scene, how long does it last? A long time. Do you know what's involved in that? A crime, a local crime in your community. Some husband goes crazy, kills his wife. They will not only block it off that night as they arrest the husband and get the body out of there. Oh, that thing's going to be taped off for a while. You have to go in. You have to go back in. You're going to want a fingerprint. You're going to want to look through things, go through things again and again and again and again and again. And finally, after a long enough period of time, they bring in some professional cleaners and get everything cleaned up. But that's a long ways away. They took out a garden hose and sprayed off that roof almost immediately. Why? It wasn't someone's living room. It wasn't in use. It was a pasture in the middle of nowhere. The roof got sprayed off. Why did the feds spray off the roof? Why did a gentleman in a suit? Why did he collect information from the local cops there? He wanted all the picture, all the video, and we now know, courtesy of Senator Ron Johnson, that gentleman works for the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF. And when asked why he was collecting that information, well, maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, he's part of the ATF. He's collecting evidence. I'm sure they're investigating. I would agree with you, except for the fact Senator Ron Johnson reached out to the gentleman and said, why are you doing this? And he lawyered up. He didn't say, oh, I'm glad you asked, Senator. I'm part of the investigative team. Would you like access to anything? No. You know what he said? Call my lawyer. The ATF agent. Let's talk about the body itself of the assassin. They cremated him almost immediately. That never happens in anything high profile like this, especially when they're trying to figure out who the guy knew. Was he associated with people? What's the deal? Is he on some... What? They took his body and threw it in the fryer almost immediately and turned him to ash. Huh. And that actually brings me to this. I won't even go into the next Trump assassination because I want to get off of this. The headline again is the FBI, quote, butchered the 2017 congressional baseball shooting probe, downplayed the anti-GOP motives of the gunman, a blistering report concludes. You may remember, I hope you remember, 2017, a guy who I'm not going to name, a Bernie Sanders fan who thought the GOP was, of course, going to end life as we know it and all that other crap. He showed up at a congressional baseball game and he showed up with a weapon, and he was there to assassinate as many Republicans as he could. He was almost successful, shot up Steve Scalise terribly, shot a bunch of people up. And, of course, the FBI was going to dig into this, right? That would be a big deal. So I'm just going to read you just a couple quotes here. This is from House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan. This is the same FBI that can't tell us who planted the pipe bomb. They can't tell us who leaked the Dobbs opinion. They can't tell us who put the cocaine in the White House. We shouldn't be surprised they reached the wrong conclusion. They knew what the facts were. You see, the FBI dug into it, but then, this is from the article, 4 years later in 2021, the FBI abruptly changed its determination without new evidence, according to Tuesday's report, to conclude the attack was motivated by domestic violent extremism. Quote, the FBI then spent the next 4 years privately guarding the basis for its determinations by impeding congressional oversight. You see, 4 years after the shooting, the Federal Bureau of Investigation found a way to lay that shooting at the feet of Republicans. And when the United States House of Representatives asked the FBI why, the FBI said, we're not telling you that. Now, allow me to ask again, because maybe the question at the beginning of the show was too much. Is the Federal Bureau of Investigation involved in the arrest and assassination of Republicans in this country? Is the Federal Bureau of Investigation, are they killing people or trying to? Are they framing innocent people or trying to? And that, of course, leads us to, are they doing it all on purpose? And if they are doing it on purpose, what do we do about such a thing? How am I supposed to take all this in? I didn't even touch on the second assassination. I didn't even touch on a lot of things. I didn't touch on the arrest of pro-lifers and how I didn't touch on any of that. How are we supposed to take all this in and say it was an accident? That seems like a lot of whoopsies, and the whoopsies all seem to go in the exact same direction. The whoopsies inside the FBI always seem to be hurting Republicans, sometimes killing them, sometimes arresting them, and it always seems to be helping or aiding the communists in some way. Oh yeah, I already mentioned the fat old man in Utah with a cane. They could have arrested him peacefully at any moment. The guy couldn't outrun a snail. And they found a way to gun him down. Is the Federal Bureau of Investigation, instead of some screwed up, misguided agency, is it the murder arm of the Democrat Party? Just asking. Look, if you tell me I'm crazy, then they're telling me that all those stories are coincidental? Is that what you're telling me? It's kind of a boo-boo here. Oh, whoop, look at that. Spilled the milk. Is that what you're telling me? I have a hard time believing that. That's all I'm saying. Let's do some emails. Hey, Jesse. Oh, gosh. Don't forget about the Meow Greens. The guy says, okay, I have been negligent when I've told you about Rough Greens. I have been negligent in the Meow Greens portion of it. And I'll be honest with you, it's because I don't own a cat and I don't particularly like cats. I will never own a cat. It's not my thing. But it is true, Rough Greens, the natural supplement, the nutritional supplement you sprinkle on your dog's food so your dog can be healthier and live longer, there is a cat version special for cats. It's called Meow Greens. And yes, it's true. You can also get a free jumpstart trial bag of that if that's the one you prefer. Do you have a cat you love, which is weird? You can give them some Meow Greens. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. In all seriousness, I know your cat, if you have one, it means a lot to you. This will help it live longer. All right? roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Hoping everybody enjoyed a wonderful Cinco de Mayo. Remember, if you missed our Cinco de Mayo show from last night, it's on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, or you can send us an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Paper trail mystery. This is from months ago. Shredding truck outside the DOJ raises eyebrows. Again, how evil is the federal government? I'm gonna play something for you. Senator Tom Tillis. Tom Tillis, he is from the now very red state of North Carolina. North Carolina used to be purple. Now it's pretty red. So North Carolina could have a pretty red senator. Instead, they have Tom Tillis. Now, Tom Tillis, you probably remember the name. Hopefully you do. He's the same senator who opposed Pete Hegseth. He finally got bullied into supporting him, but opposed Pete Hegseth. Ed Martin is somebody we've talked about before. He's currently he's sitting there temporarily as the top attorney for D.C., top U.S. attorney for D.C. He's Trump's pick. But he has to get confirmed to get the role permanently. Now, we brought up January 6th and we brought up the FBI, so let's talk about this for just a moment. Why was the FBI so able to round up that many people and get convictions for the ridiculous January 6th nonsense? These ridiculous terrorism charges and stuff that so just overcharge people to the max. But they shouldn't be able to do that, right? After all, we are here in America, where you'll get a jury of your peers and you'll get a fair trial. So that way law enforcement can't just frame you up and send you to prison forever. But that's the thing. They can, if they're arresting you for being a Republican and your trial is held in the D.C. area, because it's completely communist controlled from top to bottom. The jury will be 95% Democrats. They'll all hate your guts. The judge will be a communist. They'll hate your guts. Everybody involved in the process will be a communist. So in fact, if you are a January 6er and you got stuck in that court system, you didn't have a fair trial. You didn't really have a trial at all. There's a reason pretty much every one of them got convicted. It was a big rubber stamp where they got to send over 1,000 Republicans to prison and announce to the whole world that they were arresting their political opponents. So Ed Martin's against that. Ed Martin wants that kind of evil justice system to stop. Tom Tillis, though, Republican from red state North Carolina, it sounds like he's going to stop Ed Martin.
He is, I don't believe he's being advanced to the markup. I met with Mr. Martin. He seems like a good man.
By the way, he's about to lay out his reasons. I'll let him lay them out. Listen to Tom Tillis's reasons.
Most of my concerns related to January 6th, and he built a compelling case on some of the 15-12 prosecutions that were probably heat of the moment bad decisions, but where we probably have a difference is I think anybody that breached the perimeter should have been in prison for some period of time. Whether it's 30 days or 3 years is debatable, but I have no tolerance for anybody who entered the building on January the 6th, and that's probably where most of the friction was. If Mr. Martin were being put forth as a U.S. attorney for any district except the district where January 6th happened, the protest happened, I'd probably support him, but not in this district at this point.
Is that not the most, there's a few of these tonight on the show. Is that not the most revealing statement in the world? Tom Tillis even said, if he was going for a position anywhere else, I'd support him. But here, I can't do it. Here, January 6th is too important to me. This is what we're up against. And how many times have you and I had to talk about the communist infiltration of the United States of America, and that it's red state Republicans that have held the door open for that communist infiltration. That's our problem. But the good news on the back end of it, of all this, is this. Because it is red state Republicans who have held the door open for communism in this country, we can actually do something about it. You know, this would be a situation that was, I'll be honest, pretty much impossible if it was only blue state Democrats who were killing us. Well, what can you do about that? If you're in California right now, I know you've been trying to get them out. You can't get them out. If you're in Texas, you can't get the California ones out. What are you going to do? You can't. But that's not what's killing us. Red state Republicans are what's killing us, and that's bad. But it also means the solution is right there in front of us. It's right there in front of us. We're too fat. We need to lose weight. Oh, good news. We're best friends with a personal trainer. The solution is right there in front of you. We have a solution. That solution is get up off the couch, not just when Donald Trump's on the ballot. In fact, that's the least important thing. He's never going to be on the ballot again. Get up off the couch in off years, in non-sexy years, and get involved in the primary process to vote out the guy you currently have in there. Red state Republicans are the ones who have held the door open for communism to infiltrate every single part of this country. Republicans just like Tom Tillis.
If Mr. Martin were being put forth as a U.S. attorney for any district except the district where January 6th happened, the protest happened, I'd probably support him, but not in this district.
Why haven't we been able to do anything about the FBI? You know, I went off about the FBI. Why haven't we been able to do anything about it? Well, because Republicans won't defund them. Republicans won't take them to task. Remember that audio we've played for you a bunch? Chuck Grassley, Christopher Ray's sitting in front of Chuck Grassley and tells him, hey, wrap it up. I got to go on vacation.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here. And I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30. So that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
Sorry, to be honest, I've tried to make my break as fast.
Pathetic. And we can't replace our senators with ZipRecruiter. If we could, everything would be easier. Everything would be easier. If we could just look at Tom Tillis and say, you know what? That's it. I'm going on Zip Intro tonight, and I'm going to do back-to-back video calls to find a better Republican senator. But it doesn't work that way. It does work that way for your business, though. You need a new employee. Do you have one who's a dirtball? I have a couple. Do you have an empty spot where you need to fill it? Stressing out about finding the right person? Don't do that. ZipRecruiter's the number one site for a reason. They have Zip Intro, which allows you to do these back-to-back video calls. Just a little introduction. Let's see if we're wasting each other's time here. ZipRecruiter makes your life easy. Does that sound good? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Now, why are young Americans going to the right? What's that actually about? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.